Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with certified child passenger safety technician Chelsea Kingery about an upcoming safety clinic she's hosting. All right, there's going to be some car seat checks available for Knoxville residents. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I'm a certified child passenger safety technician. I do private checks as well as I'm organizing an event on June 16th from 3 to 5 in the parking lot across from the police station and next to the fire station.
Talk about how you kind of got involved and why you want to partner with the Knoxville Police Department to help make your services available.
So when I look back at pictures of my now 7-year-old, it really makes me cringe. I thought that I knew what I was doing, and I had no idea. Essentially, the Knoxville Police Department is providing the location for us, which is awesome of them, just to have that empty lot and that space that we need to make sure that everybody's safe during our event.
Why is this important? I guess, obviously, I think everybody knows why keeping a child safe is important, but why did you want to get involved with this?
There's a misuse is as high as 90%, depending on your area. And so I think it's important for us to be sure that we're making sure that kids are as safe as they can be in the vehicle. Driving is one of the most dangerous things that we do every day. And we as CPSTs want to make sure that we're helping parents understand how to do that.
Talk about your education and your certification, what you went through to become a CPST.
It's a 3-day certification class. The first 2.5 days are classroom, lots of information. The second half of the third day is hands-on seat check, just like we're doing the event at the across the street from the police department. And that shows the instructors that we truly know what we're doing and that we understand.
What are maybe some common mistakes people make? And obviously you can show them, you can correct them the right way at the event, but what do you think are some common mistakes that people make?
Some people just don't read the manual. It comes with the seat for a reason. That's what the manufacturers want you to follow. A lot of the times we see the seat is just not in the vehicle tight enough, or the harness on the child is not tight enough. Sometimes we see that the seat is outgrown, or that the child actually isn't maybe large enough or old enough for the seat that they're actually in.
Let's talk about some guidelines that you think are just some easy steps that maybe people should know. And obviously at the event, you can go a little bit more in depth on these.
So ideally we like to see children rear face until a minimum age 2. And that has to do with their spinal development and the fact that their heads are essentially too large for their body. As far as a booster recommendation, we'd like to see children 4 as a bare minimum, closer to 5 is better. And then obviously you want them to be mature enough to be able to handle that seatbelt without being all over your vehicle.
Let's say I'm an expecting parent. What should I know going in, or what should I research, and how should I research things?
Find a certified child passenger safety technician. They're available at cert.safekids.org, and there's a whole bunch of great information on that website as well.
All right, one final time, let's kind of go through the event. What should people expect? What time should people show up? And what type of information are you going to give them?
So the event is on June 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. in the parking lot across from the police station and next to the fire station. Ideally, we want you to bring your child in their seat. If that's not a possibility, we understand. Their Cone Corner has been generous in donating free ice cream coupons for any seat that we check. And we will go over how to properly install your seat and make sure that your child is in their seat properly as well.
All right. And is there any cost? And who's all invited? And what should people know going in?
We invite all caregivers, parents, grandparents, daycare providers, anybody. There is no cost involved. It's a free event. And when I do private checks, all of my services are free as well. I'll travel 30 miles is about how far I'll go. So Knoxville's kind of the edge. Pella might be a little far.
Thanks to Chelsea Kingery for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.